It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Now you get in line and I'll get full, honey. You get in line and I'll get full, baby. You get in line and I'll get full. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Baby mine. Now yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, baby. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back. He's got smoke on and he can back, honey. Baby mine. Now the man fell down and he broke his sack, honey. The man fell down and he broke his sack, baby. The man fell down and he broke his sack. You ought to see the crawdad back and back, honey. Baby mine. Let's play. Get up, Cindy, you slept too late, honey. Get up, Cindy, you slept too late, baby. Get up, Cindy, you slept too late. Crawdad man done passed your gate, honey. Baby mine. Now I heard the duck say to the drake, honey. Heard the duck say to the drake, baby. Heard the duck say to the drake, there ain't no crawdad in this lake. Honey, baby, my.
Well, thank you very much. The hot shot from Hohenwald, Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Much obliged for that there fine music. I'll tell you, that was fun. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Rodley.
Miss Foley, I've been having more fun this week than a barrel of monkeys. I've been out to the fire.
Man,
I seen something last night out there that I'll tell you, I never seen before. You know them Siamese twins?
Oh, I've heard of
them. You know them people that's growed together?
Yeah.
I seen them last night out there. One of them was eating watermelon and the other one was spitting out the seed. I took my gal, Susie, Miss Foley, I took her with me to the fair, and she had a new dress on, see, one of them white boy dresses. It was white boy. And when she stood, she got full of that red lemonade. When she stood between me and that neon light on that there double Ferris wheel, she looked just like a thermometer. Oh, we had a time. Susie's getting fat. You ain't seen her lately, have you?
Not lately, no, I haven't.
Oh, she's just gained so much lately, I'm telling you, Mr. Foley, she looks like a bale of hay with a middle bale busted. I'm telling you the truth. Me and her went to a party the other night down there in Hohenwald. We played a lot of games there at the party. We played one game that was called Pony Express.
Never heard of that.
Well, it's the first time I ever heard of it. It's called Pony Express. It's just like post office, only a little more horsing around. Me and her come up here today in my old Ford, and there was a whole bunch of kids wanting to come with us from Hohenwald up here to the fire, and one of them says to me, says, Rod, we can't all get in your car. How many will your car hold? I says, well, it's supposed to carry five, but it will hold eight if they're well acquainted. That Susie's a mess. I never will forget when I first met her. I was working in a drugstore. I was a soda jerk.
Jerk?
Yeah, soda jerk.
Oh.
I was working there in the drugstore, see? And she and two other girls come in there, and one of them says she wants a Coca-Cola. Well, I fixed it and give it to her, you know?
Uh-huh.
Another one says I want a ice cream soda, and I fixed it and give it to her. And then I turned to Susan, and I says, what do you have? She says, I want a double... I says, what do you have, ma'am? She says, I want a double... So I give her a nut sundae. Miss Foley, that there Susie's got a little brother named Buford. The meanest little dickens I reckon in the country anywhere. Every time I go over to see Susie, he'll do something to me if I don't give him a nickel. Yeah. And a lot of times I don't have no nickel. In fact, most of the time I don't have no nickel. And the other Sunday I had a date with Susie and I went over to see her, see? And he does something to me. He got one of them great big old bill posters tacked.
Oh.
And he put it right in the settee where me and Susie always sit and spark at, you know? And he had the business end of it up. And I popped down on him. Now, you talking about taxes on your real estate and automobiles. Brother, you wait till it hits your personal property.
Well, sir, you know, I've never known a man quite like tonight's guest. He can't make up his mind whether he'd rather fish or sing, but I can guarantee you he does both about as well as they can be done. And I mean the good old love-sick blues boy, Hank Williams. Hank, we're expecting big things, but right now we'd like to hear you sing, buddy.
All right, I got one here that I wrote here a while back I'd like to sing called Good Looking. If you got anything cooking, how about cooking it up with me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? This is sweet, baby. Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. If you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Saving all your time for me. Ain't no more looking. I know I've been cooking. So how's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my tape book over the fence and buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with ease. While I'm writing your name down, never pay. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Well, it's time now for our sacred song, friends. And your kind letters and cards tell us that one of your favorites is one that we like very much, called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I'm weak, but Thou art strong. From all wrong, I'm satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
hand of Jesus in my plea. Just a
closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a
friend of Jesus is my let it be.
Well, to hear the Joe and Mears Quartet with one of those rocking, rolling spirituals, for this year, Working on a Building.
Well, I'm working on a
building.
Yes, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the
bloodstains.
Banner for my Lord. Well,
I'll never get tired.
Working on a building.
I'm going up there to get my reward.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstains, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired, working on the building. I'm going up to heaven for Lord to get my reward.
Well, I'm working on a building,
it's
a foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstains, banner for my Lord.
I'll never get tired
from working on a building
for my Lord.
I'll never get tired from working on a building for my Lord.
So let's call on our news gal right now, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
About my summer romances.
Well, I had one.
I nearly about did. Then I was down at the beach, and there was a real handsome feller come up to me. And he got fresh with me. Oh, it was awfully nice. And you know what he done? He looked at me, and I had on my bathing suit. And he looked at me, and he said, baby. That's what he called me, was baby. He said, baby, I'd like to see more of you. That's what a girl can expect when she puts on one of them skimpy bathing suits that just comes halfway down to your knees. And my elbows, it had shrunk clear up to my elbows on the sleeves, too. Well, see, though, I'll tell you right now, I looked awful good in that suit, though. I tell you right now,
I did, Mimi.
Hello, Roger.
Glad to see you.
Oh, well, where are you going? Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going home. I'm through now. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Well, wait
I'm
a minute.
Walking home.
Wait a minute. I want to
go to Hornwall.
Well, I want to go with you because you see, Hornwall is so near Grinder Switch, see?
Yeah, they ain't fur, Martha.
No, and I'll just go along with you if you
well,
don't mind.
Well, bless your heart. I'd just love to have you.
Oh, well,
come on, Minnie, let's go.
I love to walk home with experienced men.
Yeah, I know, Minnie, but I'm not experienced.
You ain't home yet either. Let's play hide and seek, me and you.
Do what, me and you?
Let's play hide and seek.
No.
Oh, come on. Why not?
Ain't got nobody to find us.
I don't want nobody to find us.
I ain't gonna do it.
Why not?
It's just a kid's game.
Not the way I play it. I'll tell that is the news from Grounded to Edge. Oh, there's more been happening up there this week. They had a party, and some old girl, I don't know who she was, she kept hollering, "Let's play kissing games. Let's play kissing games." She hollered that all during the party. My throat was sore the next day. They draw a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.85. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent some healthy evenings in my life. Well, I'm going to sing now. If these here handsome fellas will give me a chart, I'd like to rip off here with a few sweet spasms. I'm going to sing up there and call Jealous Hearted Me, fellas, in about the gear D. Let her trip. You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but just you let my fire be. I'm jealous. Jealous hearted me. I'm just as jealous as I can be.
Now then, the stage is all set for our guest once more, so where's that big tall drink of water? Hank Williams, come on out here, buddy. This time, man.
Red, I've got a song here that's been awful good to me here lately. It's one of the top tunes in the nation. Cold, cold.
Knows it well. Knows it well.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do. Just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops fall. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Well, see, the man responsible for the picking in the background is none other than that big, tall, thin lady's man, Spring Bean. So hit her up there, Spring.
Whenever you see that girl of mine, here's something you can tell her. She'll be not to fool her time away or to court some other feller. If I was on some far ground, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Whenever you go a-courting, boys, I'll tell you what to do. Pull off that long-tail rouse, come out, put on your navy blue. If I was on some far mountain top, I'd sail feel so unnecessary.
Well, sir, I see that we've got time here for a little ballad, and the one we picked out is a sort of a favorite of ours, an old-timer called The Convict in the Road.
Within my prison cell so dreary, alone I sit with broken heart. I'm thinking of my lonely darling, forever from her I must part. A rose she sent me as a token, she said it just to light my gloom, to tell me that her heart is broken, to cheer me on to meet my doom. Goodbye, sweetheart, for in the morning I'll meet my maker and repose. And when I go at daylight's dawning, against my heart there'll be